Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Sister Hagen. On today's so why not call a friend or call a neighbor? Get ready to enjoy the broadcast with us. And as you know, we normally visit the prayer cells, but today we're just going to take a few moments one-on-one and pray together. So at this time, we're going to ask you to please get your Bible and also get your little prayer rug, something you can kneel on, and a word of prayer, and we're just going to pray together. Now, come with us as we get ready to go pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Almighty God. Oh, God, it's one more time that we are able to come as your children. We come with knees bent and our heads bowed, and we bow before your throne of grace to call upon your holy name. Father God, we are here as your children. We have come, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory be to God, as empty vessels waiting before a full fountain, ready to be filled up by you. Father, we don't come before you for any outside show or for a form of fashion, but we come, Lord, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We've come to worship you in spirit and in truth. We come to worship you in spirit and in truth, all the way down to the back room. Thank you so much. We've come to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we bless your name, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is to be praised. We bless your name, oh God. We lift you up and we give you praise. We declare that you're God and beside you there is none other. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name, oh God. From the rising of the sun to the going down, we want to thank you, Lord, that you've watched over us all day and all night. While we slumbered and slept early this morning, God, oh, you just touched us with the finger of love and you woke us up. Oh, God, you took us through a brand new day. Oh, God, and we say thank you. We thank you for everyone under the sound of our voice, how you were just there shining your sunlight of love upon each and every one. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing even now. Thank you, Father, for that portion of health and strength. Thank you, Lord, that you've allowed each and every person on the sound of my voice. Thank you for the blood that's running warm in their veins. Father, glory, thank you, Lord, that each person was up, was able to get up and clothe themselves and to be clothed in the right mind, to know their name, to know their address. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because of your goodness. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Lord, glory, hallelujah. You've been better than we have been to ourselves. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for how you have allowed our golden moments. Oh, and each person under the sound of our voice, you've allowed the golden moments to continue on. Oh, God, so grateful, so grateful. We thank you for all that you've done and for what you're doing now. We thank you for protecting your people, Lord, from danger seen and unseen. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For your work on Calvary's cross. Thank you because you didn't stay in the grave. You did not stay in the grave. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You didn't stay there all night Friday and all night Saturday. But you know what? You got up early Sunday morning. You got up and you got up with all powers in your hand. Lord, we thank you because of you and what you have done. Father, we thank you for all your help. Father, continue to throw your mighty loving arms around each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Prop up your people on every side. Oh, God, and bind all of your people together in love, in the band of Christian love. Give your people, Lord, that love, hallelujah, that runs from heart to heart and from breath to breath. Oh, God, the kind of love, hallelujah, glory be to God, that only God, oh, God, can pour out upon his people. Lord, we ask you to search hearts, oh, God. And if and Lord, as you search the hearts, Lord, for the things that may be contrary to your holy and divine will, we ask you to move it far from your people. In the name of Jesus, we'll allow your people, Lord, to know the truth and stand upon the truth. In the name of Jesus, allow not your people to be deceived in this hour and in this time. In the name of Jesus, make them strong. Help them to stand and stand in the midst of whatever is going on. Father, we give you praise. For no weapon that's formed against them shall prosper. Oh, Lord, you know the hearts, and you know the hearts. You know the desires. You know, God, your people, and we ask you right now to grant them a miracle. Father, we ask you to send forth a breakthrough anointing, Father, and begin the breakthrough. Break through every heart that's hard and cold and calloused and unconcerned and indifferent and bitter and resentful. Break through those hearts. Oh, God, let peace penetrate in the name of Jesus. Let life penetrate. Let hope penetrate. Let energy, new energy and enthusiasm penetrate. Bring back the life. Those that are just merely existing, bring back life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, Father, because we know that we cannot get along without you. Oh, God, if it had not been for you who are on the side of your people, oh, God, we would have been blown by the wayside. Oh, God, but you are the one that we need. You are the one that we need, and we thank you. Lord, we pray for every church door that stands open in your name. We pray for every pastor and every preacher in the name of Jesus that stands on your holy word. We pray, oh God, for salvation, for every church doctrine, for every leader and those that are in leadership role, those that have the mantle, oh God, hallelujah, to go forth and to proclaim the good news to the living in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. Your word is sharper than the two-edged sword. It goes down between the marrow and the bone. Oh, God, and we pray for every leader, hallelujah, that represents you. Father, we ask you to stand by them, strengthen them. Oh, God, build them up wherever they may be weak or wherever they may be torn down. Oh, God, let them down in the deep treasures, oh, God, of your storehouse. Oh, God, so that, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, they will be revived by your word. And, Lord, we pray that when your people are done singing down here and praying down here, oh God, when they have done put the robes up back in the robe room, they have put the drumsticks up on the container that housed the drumsticks. Glory be to God, and they are decided, hallelujah, that they're at that point that they're not going to study war no more. Glory be to God, when they've hung it up because they hear your voice summoning them to come home. Lord, we pray that you will welcome each of them into that land. There is a land far away that you will welcome them there, where the wicked shall cease from troubling, the land where the weary shall be at rest, where every day, oh glory, hallelujah, will be Sunday and Sabbath will have no end. We pray in the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. And we thank you now. We thank you now. We thank you. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, bless, 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 bless. And we thank you and we call it done in Jesus' name. Oh, mine, just lift your hands right now and tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Oh, hallelujah. There's an old song that says, take me to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water to be baptized. Take me to the water Take me to the water. Take me to the water to be baptized. None but the righteous. None but the righteous. None but the righteous shall see God. None but the righteous. None but the righteous shall see God. Oh, my. Oh, my. And, Father, we thank you. We praise you now. And we call it done. Well, my good friend, that's it for today. Just having a moment as we share and go back down memory lane. Thank God for all the prayer cells and the prayer chapters and all the prayer groups and what everybody is doing. Thank God for that one-on-one our time that we just got to spend and went back down memory lane and some of the older prayers that some of the great-grandparents prayed from our traditional view. We thank God because God heard those prayers as well. Thank God for reminiscing. And we give God praise. We want to thank you all for being here. Don't forget to contact us. Give us your observation concerning the program or maybe even comments how we can even better improve or what you'd like to see. Just let us have some feedback. You may write to us. Just go ahead and send it to Sister Hagen, 229 General Scriven Way. 229 General Scriven Way, Suite 214, Hinesville, Georgia, 31313. All right? God bless you. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful, wonderful day. We love you all. Bye-bye.